Well, praise the Lord, family. We give you honor. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. We give you honor, Lord. We give you praise. We worship you. We extol you. We lift your name on high, for you are great and mighty, and there is none like you. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together as a family. First thing in the morning for some of us to bless your name, O God, to hear a word from you, to be encouraged, enhanced, and Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, for the mission and the mandate that you gave them. We thank you, Lord, for their follow-through on this call, the TMC. Now, Lord, we ask that you will bless them mightily. Be with them and their entire families, O God. Do what only you can do in their lives. Father, we thank you so much for the speaker who's going to bring a word this morning that is going to enrich, enhance, and empower us as believers as we go through our day so that we can be a blessing to someone. All of you and none of the speaker, Lord, hide them behind the cross. Use them mightily as they bring forth the word. Bless their going out and their coming in. And whatever their hands touch, let it prosper therein. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. We thank you for our dear sister Jeanette, who did not find it robbery, in spite of what she's going through with her daughter, to get on this call. Now, Father, as I said earlier, we lift up all prayers for her daughter, Shantima. We know that you are a prayer-answering God. We know that she is a miracle in the making. We know that nothing is too hard or impossible for you. And so we're claiming the healing because you told us to call those things that be not as though they were. We give you praise right now. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus, not only off this call, but off every area of our lives. And we walk boldly because that's what you told us to do, believing that your word is true. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as I always say, my dear family, from my heart to yours, on this Tell Somebody You Love Them Tuesday, I love me some you. God bless you, and host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, and I just want to give a shout-out happy birthday to my BGFF today. That is none other than Pastor Candy. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us this morning and for opening us up in prayer and for our tag, Tell Somebody You Love Them Tuesday. And so as we go out through this day, we'll definitely let someone know that we love you. So we love you, Minister Willa, and we thank you so much for serving us in excellence on this day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. This call started back with on October the 25th of 2010 with our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the mission and the mandate for this call was that as you dialed in each Monday through Friday, that your life would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we trust that God is listening, that he is moving mightily here in the lives of those who are connected here on the Master's Call. If you are visiting us for the first time today, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. And we pray that you would continue to join us each and every single day of the week. Even on holidays, we are here. And so we invite you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And you will see our bios for our speakers and prayer directives and information on fasting on our website. So please visit our website and not only visit it, but share it with someone that you know that it would be a blessing to their life, okay? Also, we open the line on Fridays to hear your prayer request and your praise reports, but there may be something going on with you and you can't wait till Friday. So we invite you to send us an email to info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. Info at themasterscall.net. So I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net. Our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Each and every day after this call, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. And so we invite you to join us there. That number is 712-770-4005. You'll use the access code 294-617-pound. And that's immediately following this call today, because the tool that brought most of us here on the Master's Call together has been a phenomenal Christian health and wellness company known all over the world as Artist International. And as we say, an appointment with Artist will change your life. And I say only if you let it. So please, please, please make sure you join us and adhere to the information that I have already given you. But at this time, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so I have the opportunity to bring a person who has been connected to this, the Master's Call, since the beginning of the call. He is an Artist Life distributor. He is an ordained minister, a pastor, a preacher, a teacher, a servant of God, doing great things out there in Michigan. He is a certified biblical counselor. He is a husband. He is a founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This man is making sure that he is out there sharing the love of God with everyone that he passes their way. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to bring to the line Pastor Everett, and his mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. And the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you out there, Pastor Everett?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much. God bless your heart. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank you for such a warm introduction. And we'll also acknowledge Minister Willa for greeting. And thank you, Minister Tiffany, for such a warm introduction. God bless all of you, TMC family. Good morning. We thank God for co-partners of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for the opportunity to share once again. I get so many messages. Sometimes I don't know, did I say this before? Did I bring this to the table before? But it's coming back again. If I did, we're looking at, amen, somebody. We're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, reading from the New King James Version. Starting at verse 12, 1 Corinthians 12, starting verse 12, it says, "For as the body is one and has many members, for all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set their members, each one of them, in the body just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, or these we bestow greater honor, and our presentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually, and God has appointed these to the church: first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles and gifts of healings, helps, ministrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you in a more excellent way. Of course, that more excellent way is to love. Amen. Well, we want to talk about this morning unity and diversity. Unity and diversity. And you may have heard it many times, teamwork makes the dream work. We're in it together. Amen. We all on the same team. And it's so important to understand, even though we may have different gifts, we may have different areas of ministry, but we are on the same team. We have to realize that God is a God of unity. Amen. He expects us to work together as the body of Christ. So if one says, I don't need you, that's not the way it should be. We need each other. Amen. I need you, you need me. We all are part of God's body. Maybe Minister Tiffany might give us a little bit of that song as I close. But I just want us to understand that leaders are brokers of gifts. And looking at John Maxwell's exposition here, he said leaders aren't supposed to do all the work of the church, but are to effectively broker the talent on their team. Good teams use every gift and enjoy both unity and diversity. Consider Paul's philosophy of team building. Number one, the team possesses a variety of gifts or positions, but pursues the same goal and God, verses 4 to 6. Number two, everyone has a contribution to make which benefits the team, verse number 7. Number three, God is the source of each gift, so he deserves the glory, according to verses 8 through 10. Number four, God chooses who has what gifts, so we must not compete or compare, verse 11. Number five, team members are to function like the organs and muscles in the body, verses 12 to 14. No team members is less important than another. All are necessary, verses 15 to 21. Number seven, sometimes the players who seem less important are actually more important, verses 22 to 24. Number eight, God's goal is team harmony and mutual care, verses 25 to 26. Number nine, although members are equally important, they are meant to be diverse, verses 27 to 28. And number 10, we should not compete with each other, but complete each other, verses 29 to 31. So God is a God of unity. God is a God, amen, that expects us to work together. Leaders who celebrate diversity accomplish more, according to 1 Corinthians, of course, 12, in the following verses that we just read. Leaders must build a team spirit that celebrates diversity. Teams must share a common goal, but not the same gifts. Teams mature when the leader insists on diversity and celebrates what everyone does together. Former UCLA basketball coach John Wooden said, individuals win trophies, but teams win championships. Did you get that? Individuals win trophies, but teams win championships. So teamwork makes the dream work. We are in this together. In fact, Jesus prayed a prayer in John chapter 17. Let's take a look at that. John chapter 17, verses 20-23. He says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Again, John 17, chapter verses 20-23. So this is really what is the Lord's Prayer. The Jews prayed about being one. We have to realize that we're not in this just for our own self-centeredness. We all have something to bring to the table, and it's so important that we realize that it's not that this is a church that I pastor, but it's not my church. Yes, I have ushers, but they're not my ushers. You know, we have some pastors feel, ownership. You know, look at, this is my church, this is my choir. We're part of the whole. We're part of the body of Christ, and we are not to be so selfish, so self-centered, that we over here doing our thing, you over there doing your thing. Yes, I understand we do have our differences in our gifts and talents, but we have to understand we are one in Christ. Amen. There's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Amen. He is indeed the Father of us all. We are his children, as we should say. Amen. We are all God's children. We are not all God's. Well, let me put it this way. We are not all God's children together. I mean, we hear that before, but the only way we can be a child of God is to be baptized, born again believers. We're all God's creation. Let me make that clear. If you're not saved, you're not part of God's family. Amen? So we are God's creation, but to be part of God's children, we must be born again. And being that we are God's children, we ought to act like it and love like we are God's family. Thank God for the artist family. You may be in another team, amen, another downline, but we're still family. So if I need help, I can call on somebody else, not a part of my team, which I have done, amen, before, because we are family, amen. We are, amen, on the same team, amen. Looking at the Psalm number 133, many of you remember that Psalm, amen, very familiar Psalm. It says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garment. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Amen. So we learn to work in unity, even though we are diversified in our gifts. Amen. But we are on the same team working together, fulfilling one goal, and that is to make sure the love is spread abroad and mankind know that Jesus Christ is still Lord and that he is the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh to the Father except by him. We have that message. And unity is not many ways to the Father. It's only one way to the Father, and that is, amen, Jesus Christ. So we can't be teaching different doctrines and say we are one body of Christ. Amen. We have to make sure we're saying, amen, what the word says when it comes to salvation, what the word says when being spirit-filled and spirit-led. Amen. Thank God for Pentecost Sunday. that we celebrated, amen, and I talked about don't forget the Holy Ghost, amen. We can't make it without the Holy Ghost, but we hear so much about the Father and the Son. Thank God for the Son who hung, bled, and died. Yes, they buried him in a borrowed tomb, but early Sunday morning he got up, come on somebody, with all power in his hand. But don't forget the Holy Ghost, amen, somebody. We have to have that power, amen, to live right, to walk right, to talk right, amen, to glorify God in all that we say and do. Yes, the power of the Holy Ghost is, amen, essential to be, amen, working in unity, working in diversity of gifts, knowing that it's the Holy Spirit, amen, that God has given to the body of Christ to work together as a team. Yes, teamwork does make the dream work. What are you trying to accomplish today? You can't make it alone. There are no long rangers in the kingdom. We need each other. I can't make it without you. You can't make it without me. Amen. I need your gifts as well as you need mine. So we have to understand that God made it so that, amen, we do need each other, that we can and should work together. It's sad that we have so much strife a lot of times in our churches. Amen, and arguments and bitterness because of, you know, one may do certain things a certain way. And, you know, it's jealousy. It's sad in the body of Christ. Amen. And it's sad that we just can't seem to get over the fact that there are diversities. Everybody do not do the same thing. There are differences, but there's one body. The toe is not the finger, amen, somebody, the eye is not the ear, but we all need each other, amen. There's one body working together as the Spirit of God moves us and leads us and guides us, amen. So I just want to stop by this morning to remind us that we are together in this thing, amen. We need each other, amen. We are one body in Christ, and God is a God of unity, amen. God is a God of order. Amen. He's not a God of confusion. Amen. So we need to learn, amen, to work together as his sisters, as brothers and sisters, as his children. Amen, somebody. That we would indeed follow God's kingdom to give God the glory even the more. So that's all I have for you all this morning, just to remember. Amen. I need you. You need me. We all are part of God's body. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. I need you to survive. I won't harm you with words from my mouth. I love you. I need you to survive. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett, for that message on unity, on teamwork, on agreement. We absolutely needed that message so on time and so profound. Thank you, man of God, for blessing us this morning. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But at this time, I want to take a moment to pray over our prayer request that we have received. And so at this time, TMC family, I invite you to join me in agreement as we go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We celebrate you. We honor you. We realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you, we can do everything. So God, we seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness, God. We put you priority over every single thing in our lives, Father. And we just thank you for waking us up and allowing us to see another day. Thanking you for protecting us through the night, for protecting our children, our households, our families, God. We thank you for your protection, God. Father God, we bless you and we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the word that you gave to Pastor Everett Thomas on unity, God. We thank you for him blessing us this morning, and I pray that you will fill him up with virtue right now, in the name of Jesus, until he overflows, that every single need in his life, in his family, in his marriage, in his ministry, in his businesses are met in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against him shall be condemned in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so I come right now, God, lifting up Shatima to you, Father. Father, you are the master surgeon, and I pray right now as she gets prepared to go into surgery this morning, God, you will orchestrate what the hands that are performing surgery would need to do, Father. We stand in agreement that victory is hers in the name of Jesus. We lift up Bart to you right now as he's preparing to go into surgery. Father, you are the master surgeon, and so we ask that you would orchestrate the hands that would perform the surgeries this morning, God, that they already have victory. So I say Bart has victory in the name of Jesus, Father. And so for each and every single person that has dialed into this, the Master's Call, God, I simply say we have the victory. So as we go out this day telling each other that we love them, as we go out this day standing in unity, being on one accord, realizing that we cannot do anything by ourselves, but God, we need you on our team, because with you we can do all things. And these things I decree, I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, in the marvelous and miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you to each of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Please go back and listen to this replay. Don't only just you go back and listen to it. Text it to somebody and say, you know what? I heard this word this morning, and I believe it will bless you. Simply text them this number, 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-POUND. We'll be heading over to the new morning motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-POUND. We thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call, and I pray that your life has been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin this Tuesday here on the Master's Call with the Master. Also, I want to say thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us and for that tag. Tell someone you love them Tuesday. Again, thank you, Pastor Everett, for blessing us with that message on unity and teamwork and being on one accord. And definitely we need each other in order to survive. And to Minister Candy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Minister Candy. Happy birthday to you. And to each of you, thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. Pastor Everett, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
I mean, the love of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the communion, fellowship, and power of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with all of us, and both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.